This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And joining me today on the Community Matters program is Gary Svets from Svets Consulting. And we're going to be talking about these small business jumpstart classes that are taking place in Crawford, Venango, and the surrounding counties here near Warren County. And we're going to be talking about how small business owners and people that are looking to get involved in small business here in the community can take part in some of these classes, learn about what's going on, and make use of what's happening here. So Gary, thank you for taking the time to join me today. I'm really excited to learn about Svets Consulting and learn a little bit more about these classes that you guys are doing. So how did you get started with doing some of this stuff, working with small businesses?
Well, I have a pretty extensive business background, not only in corporate, but also started my business in 95, and I have several businesses. But I always found it interesting to help small businesses develop their dream, develop their product services, survive during COVID, all these things. And the Small Business Jumpstart was started back in 2004, and it was developed for accessibility and affordability. So we basically put community sponsors around the program to keep the costs low, and at the same time, draw as many resources and benefits to the participants as possible. And so since that time, we usually have done a fall and spring program in most of the areas. It's a 9-week program. It's kind of like a business boot camp, but you don't have a business degree to participate. In fact, we've had people with hardly any business background go through the program and develop and start a business. So we do a lot of coaching after the program. And so we're kind of nurturing people through the process, depending on what their background is. We've done over 760 participants with an 85% success rate, which is way above the national average. So we take a lot of pride, but every program is geared and developed based on what the community needs and wants and the people around it. So we don't go in and say, this is the way you do it. We kind of work with community leaders and say, what might fit? What works for you? What do you think you can bring to the table? And let's collaborate.
Okay, wow, that makes perfect sense to me. Now, if you are someone that is out in the communities that happens to hear this, and maybe you're looking to start your own small business, or maybe you have a small business and you're looking to reinvent your small business and reinvent what you're doing and, you know, change the way you look at that. You guys have that program, like you mentioned, the closest one to Warren County, you mentioned, is Corey. And so if people wanted to get involved and learn some of these things, are they able to, you know, sign up for some of the classes there?
Yes. Brody Howard, we work with Corey Higher Education, and we're in our, this will be a fourth year coming this spring. We've just done spring programs there, usually start in March, but you could register through the Corey High Education Organization, and Brody Howard's the director. And so we've done over 30 businesses in that time frame, and a lot of them are true startups and some are existing businesses. So we've taken anywhere from restaurants to ag businesses to food service to construction companies to people that want to do fly fishing, tourism, you name it, and help develop them. In fact, there's one of the participants actually opened a store in Warren on Market Street there. So it just depends what they want to do. And we're always helping them throughout the process of that 9 weeks, but and beyond. So we're really satisfied with that beginning initial program of having at least 30 participants. And a lot of them have developed a business. Some were about 3 or 4 downtown type businesses, which are very helpful to the community. So we're really thrilled about doing again in the fourth program. It's been very successful, and they're going to tie it into Impact Corey, which is an initiative to help create the environment that entrepreneurs can be successful in and feel supported. So we can see some of that movement going on too.
If people want to get signed up for these classes, I understand that the sessions are going to be starting pretty soon. So if people want to get signed up, their window is kind of closing for this session, isn't it?
Yeah, our Venango program starts this Thursday, which will be held at the Northwest Bank on Liberty Street. It is still open enrollment, but yeah, the first week starts now. And usually we have people coming from Clarion, some Crawford County, like Titusville region, just in proximity, Mercer County, of course, a high percentage from the Venango County area where this program started. And then in our Meadville, which is mostly Crawford County, starts up on Wednesday night, which will be held at the Chamber of Commerce office, which is right downtown in Meadville by Donovan Park.
Wow. Okay. That's really a great opportunity for people that are both small business owners here in the community that want to learn and expand and kind of reinvent themselves, but also for people that have a trade that they want to try to monetize, that maybe they, you know how to do something well and they'd like to try to make money off it and start their own small business. This is a really great opportunity for people of all of those different walks of life that want to learn about this a little bit more. Now, one thing that I'm curious to discuss with you is you with Svets Consulting have been doing this for quite a long time now, I believe, over 25 years. So keeping that in mind, what are some of the similarities that you've noticed between businesses of all different sorts when you're dealing in Northwest Pennsylvania here? Are there any similarities between all the different businesses?
Yeah, I mean, Northwest Pennsylvania is going through a change. A lot of family-owned businesses. So sometimes we work with the younger generation to take over a business, or a family business is going to be sold to a key employee and that employee goes through our program, or someone's taking or buying a business and they just want to be more ready to do that and be successful. So we're seeing a lot of transition of businesses going on, small businesses especially, changing ownership or just being reinvented. We also see that people that have worked for a company for a long time want to do something on their own. They want to do something for them that they're passionate about. They may not make a lot of money, but it's something they are fully invested in. And sometimes it grows and it does quite well. So some people, there's been a change overall for people to be self-employed and want to be their own boss. And so I see that a lot. Our younger generation wants to be more independent and see the results of their efforts and work and go for it. So we're seeing all generations want to do something different in their life. And I think COVID has stirred that up more. So during this time, we've actually seen acceleration of participation in our programs because it's like, I'm young enough. I want to try it now. I don't want to wait. So we're trying to engage them and get them as ready as possible. So we're seeing a much younger generation in our participant demographics. And so I think that's really exciting. And then we're seeing a lot of people like artisans. We work with a lot of artisans that may not have that business savvy, but they're really creative and good at what they do. And how do they turn this into a business that at least they can make a living at and sustain themselves? So we work with so many different, when you can imagine over 750 participants, I don't think I've seen it all, but I've seen quite a bit. And it's great because the people behind, the quality of people is just amazing. They're motivated people. They want to do something. They just need a little guidance, a little extra areas or accounting, finance, or marketing, or human resources, or other things that we can provide.
There has to be some sort of cost associated with this, because when you're doing such a huge program, like you mentioned, this is a 9-week program, and it's going to be very in-depth for these people that are signing up for this. Like the thing that needs to be, I guess, highlighted really on this end that I think is when you look at a small business class like this, you are going through every aspect of it. Like when it comes down to social media techniques, to written business plans and knowing how to keep track of the finances and all the other things like that as it relates, you know how to keep that going and to keep people organized. And the class is a 9-week course, like you mentioned. So it takes, a good opportunity for people to kind of learn every single aspect at a good rate.
There's a time commitment by the people. And sometimes we get people that are partners to the business that attend. So they all hear the same information, or we get a husband and wife or couple that we have several of them that attend at the same time. And as long as they get along, we're fine. But at the same time, they hear the same thing and they take on different roles of the business, which is important to establish too. I think it's really important that the cost of the program, like the CORI program, is $150. We offset the cost by community sponsors, sometimes grants, foundations, whatever. But our idea was to keep it at low cost so we could accept as many people as possible. We also, in two of our programs, Venango and Crawford, have veterans at no cost. So we have sponsorships to help offset that cost, but we want veterans not to pay because they've already provided service to our country. So we do a lot of veterans now, veteran-owned businesses, and we take pride in that, and there's a lot of satisfaction in doing so. So we try to constantly expand. We provide a lot of benefits. We provide a lot of contacts. Some of the benefits involved are free chamber memberships. If they're not currently a chamber, sometimes the local chamber will give them 1 year free. Organizations like Oil Region Alliance, several of our tourism visitors bureaus will give one free membership if it fits the type of business we're in. So we're trying, and we give different sales profiles and time management profiles that are all included that cost money outside. Time and money is the biggest thing for most things, and 80% of our people aren't really that comfortable selling. So we kind of try to reinforce the sales process and how to promote themselves, not just in marketing, but sales. So we're trying to supplement those things that we see people's needs coming into the program. So all those benefits are no cost to them, and obviously a great payback to what they invest as far as the fee. But we want people to start a business. We want people to create jobs. We want people to fill those downtown slots. So
when you look at this in the perspective of someone that might be a small business owner or, you know, looking to learn, you're looking at like $100 or $150 investment and about 9 weeks of your time in which you're going to be learning a lot of really important things that are going to raise the value of that business. And, you know, the program benefits include over $2,500 in discounted services and things that you get for value, which for $150 investment, it's kind of hard to, you know, look at that in any sort of way that might not work out financially. It just makes sense. So if people are looking to get involved and take part in this, what is the best way for people to learn more information about the program and maybe get in contact with you about it?
Well, there's a Facebook page like for Venango, Small Business Jumpstart of the City of Franklin gives some things. There's also information for the Meadville Chamber of Commerce, and Megan Waters is a good contact there, mwaters@meadvillechamber.com. And then in Venango, through the City of Franklin, Ronnie Beith, rbeith, B-E-I-T-H, at franklin.gov. That's helpful too. My email, gsvets, S-V-T-Z, at zoominternet.net. Glad to set up anytime to discuss the program or any details. And we're trying to take all the hesitancy out of at least trying, because we don't expect everybody to start a business after the program. We have several participants that might take 2 or 3 years before they dive into that venture, or in a very safe environment, they work out the details and say, I'm not sure this is for me. And that's fine. At least they haven't taken a lot of risk or financial funds and used it and found that out. So there's times we have people that go through the program and say, I'm glad I did this because now I know if I have a different idea, how to pursue it. But this one idea may not work, and that's okay. And that's part of the learning process. We've had people taking a program that had a bachelor's in business or just completed a 4-year degree in business. And after the program, you know, it's very humbling, but they say, you know, I've learned more here than I did in 4 years, because we're very practical. We want people to feel comfortable. We have experienced business people and people just starting. And the two mix is very, it's very awesome to see they both help each other. So we make sure it's a very supportive environment.
Oh, well, that sounds like a really great opportunity. And we're definitely really encouraging anyone that wants to get involved to get signed up for it now, get in, you know, get everything all figured out for it right now. So that way you don't have to worry about it when the time comes next week. And like we mentioned, the closest class to us right now is going to be in Cory. And I think it's a really great opportunity for people that are, you know, here in the community that have a small business that are looking to expand or looking to do a little bit more. They can definitely learn a lot from this class. Now, one more thing that I wanted to ask is, if people are looking to learn more about Svets Consulting and the work that you do with that, you guys are located down in Meadville. What is the best way for people to find out more about your business there?
We basically have a Facebook page, Svets Consulting Services LLC. Through each of the chambers, we're in their directories too. We're reinventing our website, so that's not there yet, but it's best to give us a call at 814-336-1305, and we'd be glad to chat with things. We work with management, organizational training and development. We're always working on business consulting. We just had a graduate of our Venango program just buy a garage, 3 bays, and he's a Jeep fanatic. So he's working on Jeeps all the time. He was a production supervisor at a plastics plant, and now he's got his own shop and he's going well, and he's got a grand opening Saturday, and we got him funded. So we help try to help with funding. We try to help with anything that gets in their way. And so there's a lot of success and personal satisfaction to that process. So we're there for them. I mean, we don't charge after the facts because we want to see them be successful and achieve a goal. So it's a great way to get involved in the community because it takes a community to support a business, kind of like it takes a village to raise a kid. Well, it takes a whole community to have a business grow. The idea is that our class size, we don't go over 15. We keep it as small as possible. Sometimes we're 8 to 12 or so. So we try to make sure that way we can give individual attention. I bring presenters in, sometimes an attorney on legal, accounting person, somebody that's good at QuickBooks that's traditionally used in small businesses. Sometimes social media content, gurus, expertise in promoting your business. So we're trying to always put some pieces to it depending on what participants need most.
Gary, thank you for taking the time to go through it and highlight these things with me. And I really hope that everything is, extremely busy for all these businesses. And I hope that we see 15 to 20 new businesses at the end of this. So,
well, Aaron, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And hopefully everybody feels comfortable to contact us with any questions or information. We'd be glad to work with them.
America, the most powerful nation on earth. The power to make decisions affecting your life begins here in Washington.
But how do you know if the people here, the people you elected, are really representing you? I'm Rachel Knapp, and that's our mission here in Washington. We know there's a lot of places you can get coverage from our nation's capital, but there's only one place where you can see what your local lawmakers are doing.
Washington Bureau reports with Rachel Knapp. Coverage you can count on. Only on Erie News Now. Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And joining me today on the Community Matters program is John Papalia from WCCBI. And we are here to talk about the Trail Fest at Jake's Rocks. And I'm really excited to be able to be joined by John today because I understand, John, with everything that you guys have had going on the last few weeks, it's been absolutely crazy. And, you know, getting ready for this Trail Fest at Jake's Rocks is just got to be even busier. So how are you guys getting ready for it this year? And are you guys making any changes from last year to this year?
Yeah, we are. And thanks again for having me on today. It's always great to be here with you and kind of chat about some of the upcoming events and activities. So, yeah, we're real excited for Trail Fest coming up here the last weekend of September, the 23rd through the 25th. And we are going back to kind of our original format. The last couple of years were a little different with COVID, some of the policies and procedures we had to put in place. But we're going back to our vendors being set up at Kinzu Beach. So that'll kind of be our home base where we're going to be able to set up, you know, a large tent where people can eat, gather, set up all our big bike vendors and things like that. We'll have a beer tent over there. We'll have bands Friday night, Saturday, throughout the day, and really trying to make that vendor village. That's where everyone kind of check in. They can park. They'll get their admission tickets there, which gets you on the shuttle, and we'll take you from the beachside, shuttle you over to the trails of Jake's Rock side, where they can get on to all the various trails and things like that. We'll have multiple buses going from the beach to the trailhead, and then we'll also have buses that will be shuttling people from Dewdrop back to the trailhead and Elijah back to the trailhead. So that way, you know, you can hit other parts of the trails and then get back to that main area. We will have some food and things over at the Jake's Rocks Trailhead parking lot as well. So that way, once you get over there, you can take advantage of lunch, things like that, before heading back to the beach for the evening festivities. Probably like our sixth year, I think, of doing it. So it's hard to believe that it's been that long. But yeah, it's one of those events we slowly, you know, try to grow. Started out, you know, years back with some activity on the beach. And honestly, when we started back then, we had less trails too. So with the expansion of the trails, it's opened it up to an even bigger reach, obviously attracting more people from outside of Warren County to come in, stay for the weekend, enjoy the trails, enjoy the vendors, enjoy some great food, some music, and make a really fun weekend out of it. So those vendors, you know, you can come out. We'll have a beer tent at Kinzu Beach, and we'll also be doing kind of water, soda, those sort of things. Tabbouleh Street Eats will be set up at the beach. Table 105 is bringing their food truck. They'll be at the beach. We have Happy Campers session over on the trailhead side. So plenty of things to do, as well as, you know, having some of our bigger mountain bike vendors there that should have some really cool gear, maybe some demo bikes for people to try out. And they're going to be doing some fun activities over at the beach as well.
Are you guys planning on there being people coming in from out of state to, you know, come check out this event?
Absolutely. You know, as we take a look at the event and the registrations from over the years and into this year, we do really well from outside Warren County, right? Some of our big hot spots are definitely the Pittsburgh area, Cleveland, Columbus, Washington, D.C., quite a few from like Charlotte. We do good in Michigan, Indiana. You know, a couple years ago, I even talked to a guy I came in from Los Angeles. So he's definitely been the furthest one I've talked to. You know, it was awesome. He came in, he met a buddy from Pittsburgh. He had heard about the trails and they came up and rode around. And he spent the weekend in Warren County. So it's really been an amazing draw. I anticipate that outreach to keep going even further as we focus our efforts on trying to attract people from outside Warren County in here. But it's shaping up to be another great event. Just already, we have over a couple hundred mountain bikers pre-registered, and that number is going to grow significantly as we lead up to the actual event and then the day of registrations. It should be a really, really fun event.
Where are people able to go to find the information to pre-register for this? And, you know, one of the other things that I wanted to talk about before it slips in my mind here is, you know, thinking about the impact that, you know, WCCBI that you guys have had on the trails at Jake's Rocks and the expansion of the trailhead and the work that you guys do to maintain some of the trails there. One of the things that I wanted to think about in relation to that is as the trailhead expands and as that area expands for this event to take place, how many miles of trails are open and available for people to be able to ride this year compared to, you know, like years past, because I know it has grown.
Yeah, we're all over 30 miles of trail now. They're building some more trail as we speak. And I think when we started this, you know, we were like 10, 15 miles of trail years back, and it has just continued to grow. And ultimately that draws more people, right? And it allows them to stay longer. So, you know, you come up here and that's a lot of miles of trail to ride and different levels too, right? So when we first started, it was kind of those loops up top that most people could do, kind of if you think about a ski slope, right? The green circles, blue squares, and then we've grown into more challenging, harder downhill rides and climbs back up out of the trail system. So it's been awesome, and it just continues to grow. So this year they'll have even more opportunity, more connectors. Really excited about it.
If people wanted to pre-register for this, what is the best way for people to pre-register for this? And
you can go to our website, wccbi.org, and there'll be a link for you to register. You know, you can get a weekend pass for $40 if you pre-register. That gets you in, gets you the wristband for the whole weekend, get all the shuttles and things like that. So we try to stay pretty affordable for the events. And there's a lot for people that are just beginning too, right? So we have some clinics and some organized rides. So just looking at like Saturdays, we'll have a beginner ride, which is 5 miles, and it'll be led by some folks from Namba, our mountain bike club, that'll help lead that ride. There's a ladies ride only. So if there's some women who want to get involved and learn a little more about mountain biking, that's open to them. Then there's some 15 mile organized rides and just something for everybody. So you don't have to be an experienced mountain biker to come out and enjoy it. If you just want to kind of just think about learning a little more, getting into it, you know, we encourage you to come out and take advantage of some of these rides.
I know a few people that at the beginning of the pandemic bought mountain bikes and started getting into riding it, you know, the trailhead at Jake's Rocks and a few of the other places here in the community. And this is a really great opportunity for the people that might have gotten a mountain bike at the beginning of the pandemic and rode it a little bit then and, you know, rode it a while then and maybe put it away over the last year or so, you know, get it back out, go check this out. It's really going to be a great opportunity. And for those of people that might not have one yet, but they want to take a look at some of those new mountain bikes, like you mentioned, you're going to have vendors there that are going to have state-of-the-art new bikes, right?
That's right. Yeah, you'll be able to check out new bikes, some of the new gear. Some of them will hopefully have some demo bikes so you can take them out for a ride, give them a little test ride and see if it's something you're interested in. And like I said, you know, you can take part in these organized rides, meet some really great people that'll give you some tips and tricks sort of thing and help you get into the sport if it's something you're looking trying to do. And I think that camaraderie is a big part of this event, right? Everyone you meet is always overly nice, willing to help you and things like that. So this is a great way to come meet some people, have some fun, get into the sport if you want, you know, and even if you just want to come out for some vendors and some food and some music, right? It's a good evening away.
When does this event actually kick off? What is the first day? When does it start and when does it end?
Okay. Yep. So we start Friday, the 23rd, and we'll run from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, the 24th, we'll again go from 10 to 6. And then Sunday, we'll go from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So a little shorter day on Sunday so we can close it out and let everyone get back to life as normal. But it should be a really, really fun weekend. And again, there's vendors all weekend, shuttles all weekend, music throughout the festival, and a really good, really great time. So if anyone is looking for more information, they can check us out on our website, wccbi.org, or check out our Facebook page for more information.
Definitely check out the Warren County Chamber of Business and Industry on Facebook there, WCCBI, if you have any questions. And John, thank you for taking the time to join me today to be able to highlight this stuff. I'm really glad that we can get the information out there, and I'm really excited for this. I hope that you guys have a ton of mountain bikers out there on the trails this weekend.
Thanks so much, Aaron. We really appreciate it, and hope to see you out there.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.